Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Sunday, the 9th of October, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. A strategic bridge connecting Russia to the Crimean Peninsula and a key route for Russian military supplies was seriously damaged by a powerful explosion yesterday. Russian officials said three people had been killed as a result of the blast, which happened after a tanker truck caught fire on one of the sections of the road and rail bridge over the Kerch Strait. The Russian National Anti-Terrorism Committee later reported that seven fuel tanker cars on a train heading for the peninsula had erupted in flames after a truck blew up on the bridge's roadway at 6:07 a.m. local time. Images and videos shared by various users on social networking sites showed half of the roadway blown away and plumes of thick smoke billowing from the bridge. According to the Polish press agency, it was not immediately clear if the incident was a deliberate attack. Moscow did not immediately assign blame for the explosion, and Ukrainian authorities did not directly claim responsibility. The strategic bridge over the Kerch Strait is a crucial supply route for Russian forces in Crimea and in parts of occupied southern Ukraine. Ukrainian media outlets noted that the bridge, a hated symbol of Moscow's illegal annexation of the peninsula in 2014, was damaged only a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin's 70th birthday. Three people have been confirmed dead after a tourist boat overturned yesterday afternoon on the Moldova near the Museum of the Second World War in Gdańsk. According to Wojciech Paczkowski of the Maritime Search and Rescue Service, the Galar Gdański, a boat carrying 14 passengers, likely capsized due to a high wave caused by a larger vessel maneuvering in the area. Rescue boats from Gdynia and Gdańsk were immediately dispatched to the site, and all passengers were retrieved from the water and brought to land. Unfortunately, two people who were resuscitated at the scene passed away later at the hospital. The incident is currently under investigation. Poland beat Germany 3-2 last night in Łódź to secure a spot in the quarterfinals of the 2022 Volleyball Women's World Championships. The win, combined with last week's surprise victories over top-ranked Canada and reigning Olympic champions the United States, has garnered the Polish team and coach Stefano Lavarini worldwide acclaim. The Poles, who are back on the world stage after an absence of 12 years, will face defending champion Serbia in Gliwice on Tuesday night at 8:30 p.m. for their place in the Final Four. In other positive sporting news, Polish tennis star Iga Świątek has advanced to the finals of the Ostrava Open tournament in the Czech Republic with a hard-fought win on Saturday over Russian player Ekaterina Aleksandrova. The Polish world number one defeated Aleksandrova 7-6, 2-6, 6-4 in their semi-final clash last night, marking a 60th win of the year for Świątek and extending her winning streak to 10 matches. Świątek will now face Czech favorite Barbora Krejčíková in the championship match of the tournament this afternoon at 2:30 p.m. As part of the Cultural Weekend with Radio Gdańsk campaign, Radio Gdańsk will be giving away tickets to a performance inspired by the work of Polish poet Krzysztof Kamil Baczyński. Listeners can win a free pair of tickets by listening to Radio Gdańsk from 7 to 8 a.m. each morning and listening for the question of the hour. Answers should be sent via SMS to 603-060606 for a chance to win. The performance will be held in the Janusz Hajdun Concert Studio at Radio Gdańsk on Sunday, October 16th at 6 p.m. More information on the contest and the concert is available on our website at radiogdansk.pl.
The weather.
Today will be cool and cloudy in the morning, but clearing off in the afternoon, with a light breeze coming in from the west. Temperatures will peak around a high of 14 degrees centigrade or 58 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a low of 4 degrees centigrade or 40 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Warmer weather is expected for tomorrow, with a chance for some rain returning later in the week. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.